Remember that we're doing coming up on our, we're going to have our 1 year commitment prayer leaders meeting here in the coming weeks. Right now, the tentative date is still February 16th. If anything changes, I'll be sure and let you guys know. We're going to have a terrific time with that and just purpose and consecrate ourselves to the year for this, to prayer and leading our groups and being a prayer leader here. You know, it's awesome. Leading a prayer, being a prayer leader here at EMIC doesn't necessarily mean that you lead a group, but you are committed to bringing your supply to the place of prayer and to help undergird and assist Miss Iva and Pastor Terry in all of their endeavors and ministry and prayer and whatever else that calls and requires. So that's coming up, and we're excited about that. Thing number two, everybody knows this is 2020. This isn't an election year. So we are starting off strong at the top of the year, and this campaign is going to build momentum, but we want to start it now. And so if you are leading a group, we want you guys to start the first 10 to 15 minutes of your group praying for the elections, okay? So every group here, all bunch of them, I want y'all to, Miss Iva and I have talked, and we want you guys to start the first 10 to 15 minutes of your group praying for the 2020 elections. Just be led, whether that's the president, we'll have a prayer guide and all the formalities of it down the line. We have a tentative prayer guide, and we have meetings this week concerning how to unravel the rest of the election, which prayer campaign, so that'll come down the road, but we want to get praying now, right? We don't want to get behind in prayer. We want to get out in front. One of the first things Miss Iva told me whenever I started working for her is our job in prayer isn't just to pray according to what we see going on right now, but it's to get out ahead and prepare the way for what's to come. Amen? Yeah. Amen. So those are the two announcements that I have just concerning the 10 to 15 minutes of prayer at the top of your groups. And then just a reminder about the one-year commitments. It's February now, so I will say this month. So it's going to be awesome. It's going to be phenomenal, and we're really excited for everything that's to come. And without further ado, I want to let Mr. Soon Kami come right on up here. Amen.
Good morning, everybody. Honored to be here this morning and to take this holy podium. I mean it. It's not by right of birth, no, by right of association. So I'm blessed, and thank you for all of you. I just want to let you know all the prayer leaders in this place, those that are either recognized as prayer leaders or those who have been praying in secret, that the Lord God Almighty, the rewarder of men, the rewarder of people, the one that sees in secret, will reward you for all of your work. All of your work. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Okay. Let me start with the revival capital. Pastor Terry, some weeks ago, in one of the meetings, a prayer meeting, mentioned, was moved to bring this up again, that in, was it two, I think it's 2016 or 2014, they were coming from South Africa, 14, they were coming from South Africa, and she was just seeking the Lord on so many fronts, on different things, and the Lord told her that, you know, you seem to have forgotten about the revival capital of the world. And she said that was like the second time, that has happened to her, that everything you are doing should be about that revival capital. That when that word came to Brother Copeland, that word came with the anointing to accomplish everything that the revival capital is supposed to do. And so it behoves us, I will borrow the words, although I don't know whether it's even a scriptural word, but the words of Miss Billy Brim, that you will have to make sure, as prayer leaders in this place, that you put this as central. Everything you are doing, whether you only pray about healing, whether you only pray about the service, whether you only pray, those are all parts of what is giving and making up this revival capital. Another thing that, so let me read something about this. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Should I do this? Okay. Well, I won't do this. I have so many papers, forgive me. I learned from several people that I follow here. Thank you, Jesus. Opra and Elendo, Krapadige, and Vranaka and Badish. Brite Elavati, Ingrabanda, and Blaconto, Osabarish. Bakite, Sebonda, Ambra, and Dege, Eloto, Vina. Party, 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 party. Remi Tolo, Zuaba, Esekoya, Ya Enze Gemanta, Abrecon, Doliva, Agama, Antilia, Andeso, Andavilia, Andagati, Indisipara, Andavaluno, Eshipaka, Andavasi, Ingomonto, Elevratino, Ambagatina, Azimo, 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 Lemonto, Kosi, Pita, Yes, Caladesto and the brandy and the vino and the parlor. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Lord, we just thank you for your presence in this place, in this great assembly. We appreciate your presence. You are the Spirit of truth. You are the Spirit that gives us utterance in the place of prayer. And we just appreciate you this morning for being here. And we thank you because the name of our Lord Jesus Christ will be exalted this morning. The glory of the Lord will be revealed in the name of Jesus. So 1 Corinthians chapter 13. Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels and have not charity, which is love, I am become as a sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith, you see, all faith, and that I could remove mountains and have not charity, I am nothing. Okay. Let's go to chapter 14. Follow after charity. Before then, just look at the last verse of 13. It says, and now abideth faith, hope, charity. These three, but the greatest of these is charity. 14. Follow after charity and desire spiritual gift, but rather that ye may prophesy. For he that speaketh in an unknown tongue speaketh not unto men, but unto God. For no man understandeth him. Albeit in the spirit, he speaketh mysteries. Now we know that the scriptures are connected. So if you look at, thinking about this verse 1, of chapter 14, verse 2, that it says, he that speaketh in an unknown tongue speaketh not unto man, but speaketh unto God. Now if you take that back to chapter 13, verse 1, he said, though I speak with tongues, though I talk to God in tongues. But if I'm not doing this in love, I'm making nice, wonderful sounds. To people that are around you, you are speaking in tongues. But what The glorious Father hears his music. You have made no request to him. You are just sounding. So he says 14:1, he says, follow after charity. There's that is a commanding word, that go after this. Okay, so let's read some things about what we are supposed to follow and what that entails. I know we all do this, we all walk in love. But we need to be reminded about our work. It says, so 13 verse 3 says, and though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned and have no charity, it profited me. Now, so he tells us all these wonderful things. If you don't have charity, you say there's no profit, you are nothing, and you are just sounding, making music here. And, I mean, I don't know the sound of a brass and tinkling cymbal, how it combines, but it might not be very wonderful type of music. Now, so, yeah, the music guys know. So, go to verse 4 says, so he now tells us, what is this deal about charity that I'm supposed to work in? He says, charity suffereth long and is kind. Charity envieth not. Charity wanted not itself. Is not easily puffed up. Does not behave itself, I would say himself, unseemingly. Now I'm reading from King James. You might have realized that. Does not behave himself unseemly, seeketh not our own, is not easily provoked, thinketh no evil, rejoiceth not in iniquity, but rejoiceth in the truth. It beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, endureth all things. Charity never faileth. But whether there be prophecies, they shall fail. That fail doesn't mean that the prophecy fails. It just means that the prophecy will be fulfilled. It will come to its own end, just like the prophecy of giving birth to Jesus was fulfilled. It didn't fail, it just ended. So we move to the next thing. Whether there be tongues, they shall cease. Whether there be knowledge, it shall vanish away. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part. But when that which is perfect is come, then that which is part shall be done away. When I was a child, I spake as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child, but when I became a man, I put away childish things. For now we see through a glass darkly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then shall I know even also as I am known. And now abideth faith, hope, charity, these three, but the greatest of that of these is love. So let's go to Jude verse 20. The way we have effectiveness in our prayer or in intercession is that it has to be done out of the spirit of love. Otherwise, you wear yourself out. I know we say these things, but my spirit has never... Really, I mean, you don't have to take it from me, but this is Sunkomi's experience. So people go into prayer and they get worn out. Was God hard of hearing? Did I need to scream and shout and cut myself? Did he say, go and spend 12 hours in that prayer? He didn't command you to do. Now, you can do that. We can do that. The assignment will demand that at certain times in our life. But if you are doing this out of your mind and it's not from the bowels of love, the spirit of love himself, you wear yourself out. You fall sick. Things will happen because you are venturing into places where you think, you see where we read about the charity, he said, it vaunted not itself. So you are not asserting yourself into these positions. You are allowing the whole, that's why the Bible says, the Spirit gives us utterance. It's not your brain. Because once it's come, and that's why it is it's tinkling and like brass, because it's actually coming from your brain. If it's coming from the Spirit of truth himself, it's not going to be any tinkling. There is no confusion in the Holy Ghost. There is no confusion in God. The tongue has to come out of him. And if you do that, you will be refreshed all the time. After your prayer time, you should be refreshed. We should be refreshed. Now, are there some time when there's a lot of energy involved? Yes. Yes, because your body might be there might be a demand on your body, and you have to, because Romans chapter 12 says, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, present your body as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Okay, so Jude 20, it says, but ye beloved, building up yourself on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. 21 says, keep yourselves in the love of God. You can't build anything outside of the spirit of love where the kingdom of love himself is concerned. Looking for the mercies of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. So this prophecy of 2020 says, 2020 will be a year of great change, wonderful and magnificent changes in the kingdom of heart, in the kingdom of God in the earth. Changes that will come because of insight, ideas, and concept directly from Jesus to his church by his mighty spirit. Glorious concept of how his laws work. The laws governing increase and financial prosperity. You say, why? I thought I'm already sowing and reaping. I thought I'm already walking in this law. Yeah. So I was talking to my son 2 days ago, just asking, so what are you doing now in science? I want to know what you are reading in school, in your science book. He says, yeah, we did. I say, have you done the theory of light? Have you done refractive index? Have you done, the thing was just coming back to me, the thing we learned in physics about light. I said, do you know how your eyes work? Do you know the pinhole camera? Do you know this? You don't? I said, you will never be interested in that science if you don't go and know how it applies to your life. You will always be worried about this thing. So I said, okay, let's talk about sand. Have you talked about it on the sand waves? I said, okay, let's go to steam. Let's talk about the steam, the condensation. What about at what temperature does water turn to steam? We call it latent heat of vaporization, latent heat of condensation. You have to measure it and all those things. Now, this is what I learned in high school. And my wife later said, man, you are so brilliant. I said, that was high school physics. I said, so you have learned high school giving and receiving, laws of prosperity, If I stay with my high school knowledge, which my wife is telling me, I won't be able to get a job with that high school thing. I might be able to woo my wife. So Brother Copeland here, by the Spirit of God, he said, laws governing increase and financial prosperity. So just, I said, okay, Lord, I haven't known as I ought to know, because we've been confessing millions. We've been confessing billions. We've been giving to the billion flow. We've been giving to all these things. Right?
Yeah.
And we are going to see it. But then there are laws. So thinking about that physics, so I learned about that little principles, which is a principle you have to know about how things work. And I know that I've made decisions in my life, even unconsciously, based on that knowledge. But then there are people that take it further and take that my light further and turn it to laser and take that light further and turn it to stuff and take that steam further and use that steam to cut metal and do stuff with it. Right? So there are things that we are... So when we pray this morning, we are going to bring these things out. The laws of the Spirit that release miracles and divine healings and manifestation of His almighty power on the earth. New concepts of His love. It says new. We thought we know everything. When we read this chapter 13, insight into the true power and strength of His joy. Insight. Hallelujah. Okay. No, this is a prophetic ministry. I know, yes, usually there is pressure that we should just start praying because this is a prayer meeting. But you guys have been praying in your prayer groups, right? We cannot just depend on the prayer we pray here to sustain the activity in the revival capital. Am I correct?
Yes.
Okay, so no pressure about praying. There are signs, this is 2003, Pastor Terry, Higher Order of Assembly. There are signs of the coming of the Lord, and these signs are pointing us to be prepared for that coming. In preparation for His coming requires a higher level of awareness and sensitivity to what the Holy Spirit is saying to the church. So, sensitivity that this is not just, let's wait, well, this one, thank God we got the word, let's wait for next year. By June, we're like, okay, this one is almost expired now. Let's wait for the one of next year. And very soon in September, is going to get something very soon. You know. Okay. When Jesus dealt with John on the Isle of Patmos repeatedly, He said, let those that have ears hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. And all of His sayings are to do with the things that were to come. Correction, preparation, endowment of power for the things that laid ahead. We have to be more alert in this place, in this church, in this ministry, as we assemble together because of the calling that is on this ministry and therefore this church. And here she defined the calling. It is a ministry called not to touch the prophetic, not experience the prophetic, not have moments. Excuse me, let me just say, Laura. Not have moments as any believer might, but rather to be a steady and a constant force, a steady and a constant delivery of the prophetic anointing. Your place here, all of us here. So in case you don't know your place here, in case somebody drugged you into prayer meetings, and not necessarily drugged you, blackmailed you, will not give you a ride to church, will not, or the person didn't blackmail you, you just felt that this person, if I don't go to that prayer meeting, man, this person is not going to be happy with me, so let me just go. Okay. Maybe if you hear this today, you will know that it's not by accident that you are here. Amen? Okay. Your place here, though it is on many levels, multidimensional, a great portion of your calling here is to aid and assist the delivery, the function, the operation, and the increase of that anointing. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. And so we're going to be praying. Has Pastor Terry traveled? Is she asleep? Has she gone? Okay. Oh, okay, okay. Yeah, I was missing my dates. Okay. Hallelujah. Miss Iva is in South America ministry. So we're going to be lifting her up this morning. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. And so we're going to be praying from that place, out of the spirit of love. From that place. Not out of the fact that, you know, my tongue is really very different. My tongue is really, no. We're going to be praying out of that place, out of that spirit of love. And it will refresh you. The Bible says in Jude that you are built up by it. The Bible says that you edify yourself. You get edified in this. You get built up. And the Bible says, it says, edify yourselves. So it's not even just talking about you. As you pray in tongues, I saw that recently. It's talking about your impact in doing this builds others up. Jude, look at Jude. He says so. He says, you build up yourself on your most holy faith. And so you edify, you build. Hallelujah. Father, we just thank you. We yield ourselves as instruments of righteousness this morning, as agents, as vessels of mercy. We declare your mercies are new every morning. Oh, Rebedande Clinto Bracada, Shabra Kamaka, I will need help, I'll help you. Zekalabaka, and the Broly Kamaka Shekaba, Zeleboko, Rabate Kelebondo Senior, I will need help, Elebora Kaba, Rebecca. I need help here. Lebekoshin, Elebranga, Alabrondo, Sekalebo, Andabrasi. Thank you. Elebanga, Ripetosi. Repart, Osevi, Dosh. Breakaland, the 14, Amba, Shiproka. Lord, we are asking the Bronde Kamaka and the Breto Letoda Vakish. This is the revival capital of the old earth. Elebrindo Basaka. And the Gopo Karabadeshek, Brekopode Lekamba, Japronde, 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 Japronde Kabune, Taido, To, Tile, Sian, the Baku, Siembo Damba Rita, Glint, Sili, Embota, Ashtago, Ashtago, Ashtago Koloto, Zambraka, Zobreketana, Gelabando, Kote, Peta, Kata, Kito, Osilendia, Asabraka, Ejokopo Reketeba, Jele Kraketeda, Mate Preto Fina, Zikete Ketola, Jile, Jile, Jile Krata, Jile Krata, Jile Krata, Jile Krata, Jeremiah chapter 1 verse 10, you can continue. It says, see, I have this day set thee over the nations and over the kingdoms to root out and to pull down, to destroy and to throw down, to build and to plant. This day, we take our place this day in the plans of God. This day, where the revival capital is concerned, we take our place. This day, in Cholincha, Shabranto, Protoselia, Zabrakatelo, Jaloko, Shadipa, Mesita, Bakasha, Bakasha, Osegleto, Brekete, Breket, we break it, we break it, we break it, we break it, we break it in the name of Jesus. Jola, you know, you know, you know, and so, Ezileka, and the Brete, and the Vita, and the Colia, and the Bara. Yes. 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 We break the delay. We break the delay against the revival capital. We break every delay in the heavens, every delay, every delay, every delay, we break it in the name of Jesus. We pull you down from your place in the name of Jesus Christ. And the Kalu, ande calimentoria, azipretecada, andeco and the belia, andiste and the vati, ambrete and the lush, and the buria, and the stelia, and the kelia, and the party, and the party, and the party.
Egle e duba, egle e du zobrebe, e zube vegle e zdusta dade, egle de e dung nama, eglo o zigla dro o bika, e zubdre e zdusta, e gu uvaste,
o rebeste kolo,
egle e zdu le e ba divo o zabre e zuta. Mege e du o
zele pro se cane che le bronde canna ba tu pe tu poni breca tale che de va su ponne che ne cash breca tonno posso pe che ta 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 lo moto rica mati che do loma e zapiria e zapuria e zapiria e zapiria e zapiria e zapiria o sacaria e zitiria e zapini e zatani o zacopa a satane e zabuno e zapilanta e seta Deepa and deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper recto e shakere peke da crekete magoropa o stalite
e zobe
ruke sande bere kanda melekendo astilendo astakaba and the colonte and the baraka and the luto e shakapa karata 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 karata
ata oba.
This is the revival capital of
the
Lord. And the break it alone, and the break it elemanash, and the break it lumatosh, and the break it lumakash. Yes, kolo break it to kamakatila, and the break it to kaleboko bekesh, and the break it to lumakatila kendo, and the break it to lumakomakatisha, and the break it lumakometa, and the break it, and the break it, and the breaking, 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 and the breaking Bacolia, and the breaking Bacolia, and the breaking the Kadisha, and the breaking the Manoshi, and the breaking Makuta, and the breaking, 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 and the breaking,
and the breaking.
And the we agree with your word, Lord. We agree with you. We agree with you that this is the revival capital of the whole world. And you assigned your servant Brother Copeland that he will build it. And we are his servants. Oh yes, Kalebon de Kapa. We are Matoria and the Galish. And the Glistam Brekanta.
Oh, Greez Dusta.
Oh, Rekentande. Oh, Rekentande. Oh, Rekentande. Oh, Rekentande. Oh, Rekentande. Rukamantation. 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 Ruka, Ruka mala sota nele gopa garata. Ye close, kereba. Metu lemba, and the gati, on the belly, and the bari, and the kulia, and the Syria, and the baki, and the boria, and the kelia, and the Syria, and the Syria. O selebe gotomaka, estirian de gale.
Zuposhta
ma abe bruko tomaka braka neko bruko 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 nasha bruko in the balish. Everything required, every word that has been invested in the bowels of Brother Copeland to build this revival capital. Ephesians chapter 6, 18 says, praying always with all prayers and supplication in the spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all
saints.
And for me, for Brother Copeland, that utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel. 20, you know, 20 is not detached from 19. It says, for which I am an ambassador in bonds. In bonds. And so those bonds around Brother Copeland, around Sister Gloria, Pastor George, and Pastor Terry, around our prayer leader, Sister Iva, those bonds around them, we declare they are broken in the name of Jesus. Release from the prison place. Release from the prison house. Release from the release from the tight places. Can some brain the calendar? Stuck around the game of Korobakacha. Utterance, let me rack up a dose. Utterance to build. 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 Stekle Boratikenda. Zuromanke Zule. Azako. Azabredo. Avagodosh. Oh Lord. We will do this, Lord, because you've given it to us. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
So the Lord told him that this is the revival capital of the Ohad. You know what capital does? So in capitals, I was praying, I was with my prayer group yesterday. We're praying about this too. So you don't get money. Bridges are built, roads are constructed, VA hospital is supplied. Things are going on because something was released from Washington. Now, you might have your ideas, you might have all your plans and all the things, but if they don't release that thing from Washington, it doesn't get to every part of the nation. Now, God called this place the revival capital. So, it means of the whole world, things are flowing out of this place. I know sometimes we just say, oh, I'm going to church, I'm going to, but begin to think in the light of those that live in the capital. My impact here. Let it be written that at my own time, when he was there, this is what happened in the capital. And every activity you are involved in this place is affecting eternity, because it says of the whole world. It's affecting people that are not yet born. It's affecting nations that have not yet been reached. The very activity out of this place. So don't ever for any time take your prayer time as, well, what is this among so many? Somebody said that before Jesus. And you know what the result was? They fed 5,000 people. I mean, almost 20,000 plus people. What is this among so many? We give this time to God. Jesus, we give this time to you. This time is all given to you. This prayer time is given to you. Do as you want with these tongues. With the tongues that have been released. With the words that have been spoken. Multiply it, Lord God. Feed the nations. Feed the churches. Feed them, Lord. Those persecuted churches, feed them, Lord. Many of them, Lord. those. We want you, Lord. This is an attached request, Lord Jesus, that you feed them. Those people that don't know you, that are about to cross over, that you reach out to them, Lord God, even at this moment in the name of Jesus, with the saving knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. And the breakatapa. And the breakonomic labraka. Break. Lord, we thank you. We thank you for Sister Iva. We thank you, Lord, the Baronte, Le Gamande, the Sapraga, and the Velonto, the Stogoboria, and the Lento, and the Braki, and the Salindo, the Brecandesi, and the Leto, and the Brakadishi. Oh, yes. Sheliba, Greto Mango to last. The Brecotoma Le Kamakaraba. O celebroca, freedom. Thank you, Jesus. And the back. And for the administration of the Revival Capital.
Yeah.
We lift them up.
Lord.
We lift up the executive team. We lift up the board. We lift up the decision makers. We lift them up, Lord. We come against that sabotage. That sabotage in the name of Jesus. That enmity that is about to develop, we quench you right now. We cut you off in the name of Jesus. There's no envy here. There's no jealousy here. There's no strife here. In the name of Jesus, it does not grow in the Revival Capital. It is cut off. No one eats of your leaves or of your fruit. You don't even get a fruit in this place in the name of Jesus. Mantele manekana and the break Oh, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lobosa.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
oh, thank you for your peace. Your peace upon Pastor Terry. Your peace upon Pastor George. Joy. Joy. Lord, we are asking for joy. Joy. Joy, even as spoken by the prophet. Joy in the name of Jesus. Joy. We receive this and we thank you for all of this in Jesus' name.
Jesus' name.
Thank you.
Father, we thank you for the new concepts, the new insight into the financial realm.
Yes.
And we thank you, Father, for the opening of the door to the new concepts, the new insights into the releasing of the finances now, Father. We thank you for a release into the finances, Father. Opening of that door, opening of the new concepts, an opening of the new ideas, a release of the finances, an outpouring of the finances. We thank you for the equipping of the Revival Capital of the world. A release, Father, in a release in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Jesus. Yes, thank you, Valerie. You reminded me. We changed pre-service prayer location to be taking place in this, so pre-service prayer will now be taking place in here. And that's the final announcement. Do you have anything else that you want to say?
Thank you guys for coming. We appreciate you. God love you. We love you.